Audio file lesson 64. God's word is proclaimed in the divine service. Message: we should yearn to listen to God's word. Bible text: Luke chapter 11, verse 28. A divine service is the activity of God upon human beings. At the same time, it is a work of human beings for God. In a divine service, people come together to worship God, praise Him, and thank Him. We also gather in order to hear the word of God and to receive the sacraments. Therefore, divine service is an encounter between us and God. In the divine service, the congregation perceives the presence of the Triune God and experiences God serving us in love. Before the sermon, we should pray that the Lord may grant us strength and peace in His word. We are to accept the word in faith and put it into practice in daily life, in thought, word, and deed. We are thus called upon to lead a life of following Christ. At the beginning of the divine service, an appeal to God is made with the words, "In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." This is called the Trinitarian opening formula, and it becomes clear that God is present, just as the Son of God promised in the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 20. Concerning the early Christians in Jerusalem, we can read, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers." Acts chapter 2, verse 42. From this, the basic elements of the divine service derive. These elements are the apostle doctrine, fellowship, the breaking of bread, and prayer. God's word is proclaimed in the divine services. Ministers express thoughts inspired within them by the Holy Spirit. This is called the sermon. In the New Apostolic Divine Services, the sermon is not read from a previously prepared text. It is based on a passage from the Bible, on which the officiating minister elaborates in free discourse without notes. The apostles and the ministers commissioned by them are called to proclaim the word of God in a divine service. The Holy Spirit speaks through the ministers. It is in this manner that faith is inspired and reinforced. The proclamation of the word always has the objective of preparing the congregation for the return of Jesus Christ. This we can also read in the Catechism, New Apostolic Church, question and answer, number 6, 2, 6. Since the sermon is inspired by God, we experience that the spoken word is alive. And therefore, the questions of life and faith are answered. Faith strengthened. Comfort is given. Confidence is imparted. Ammunitions and help in decision making are provided. The word from the author provides orientation in order to live in accordance with the will of God. The sermon is food for the soul. This follows Jesus' teaching where he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." This we can find in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Suggestion for the teacher. The leading. Let one of the children play a short sermon of a Thanksgiving service. Install them before alternated provide shirt. Provide white shirt, black tie. Let a boy bend a tie incorrectly. Let a girl hold up a mirror so that he can see this and correct it. Now our lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Then discuss with the children. What is a mirror used for? Possible answers. To see ourselves, to correct us. God's advice is like this. Describe in your own words what takes place during a divine service. How do you prepare yourselves for the divine service? Pray for peace and strength to apply. How do you know that God is present in each divine service? Possible answer. It starts in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What does it mean? The sermon is food for the soul. God's word is proclaimed. That is the possible answer. What is the objective of the sermon? Possible answer. To prepare us for Jesus' return. Have the children repeat. We apply God's word from each divine service to our lives. And this is a prerequisite to have eternal life with Him. Real life application. Explain the following. What do we listen to God's word? Possible answer can be, we want to hear His word to apply it to our lives. When do we live our lives according to God's will? Possible answer also, if our actions reflect what we hear. Then after this, repeat the message. We should yearn to listen to God's words.